Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Best day of the week. Come on. Pastor Luke is over there jamming
I added drums today.
On his Friday song.
It. Slapping my legs.
Man, it's a knee slapper over there.
It's a Friday.
Yeah. It's good. It's good, man. It's good to be with you guys today.
Absolutely.
We're in a good mood because it's Friday. It's our favorite day of the week, except for Sunday.
Except for Sunday.
And man, this has been a great week because it's Friday now.
Yeah.
But we've been in a great message from Pastor Tim called Don't Waste Your Life.
Don't do it.
And we talked on Monday about this, but I think that this message is really maybe what you could call Pastor Tim's life message.
Yeah.
That he lives this message out every day. That if there was, if you could say, man, if there's one message, one topic that you could just preach out, almost just like it just comes out of you.
Yeah.
This would be it.
Yes.
Don't waste your life. And not only is it inside of him, but I love hearing this message coming from Pastor Tim because he has done that. It's so cool to be able to look back and see the work of God that has happened through Pastor Tim because he has decided to not waste his life.
Yeah, it's funny because we've been here now. Pastor Tim's been here now for, 40 years?
Something like that, yeah.
And 40 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
To be preaching and teaching and being fruitful and growing the church and doing a great work. And you still, Pastor Aaron, people have a sense of like, I don't know if I can trust Cornerstone Church. We get it a lot on social media.
Yeah.
What's your guys' biblical stance on this and that? And we kind of answer them back, you know, through private messaging. And they're like, well, we'll see if you guys can last. What? We've been here for 40 years.
Yeah.
It's been proven. It's lasting. It's here. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be ridiculous. And this is his life message.
This is it.
Let's go to it.
You know, I was saved without even understanding what I was doing. I mean, God just got a hold of my heart when I was 18 years of age. Next thing you know, I'm going through the altar. Willie wasn't understanding that. Next thing you know, the preacher's praying over me, and I'm opening my heart to the Lord, and then I walk away, and my heart feels just cleansed, and the presence of God is in my life, and I realize I'm now a true believer, and the presence of God is in me. I mean, I didn't understand all that. But ever since that point, I have participated in this journey of surrender and devotion to Jesus. Give me your life, yes, Lord. Worship me, yes, Lord. Say no to sin, yes, Lord. Repent, yes, I will. Draw near, I will do that. We plan it, we purpose it. God's got a hold of us, and the Spirit of God just draws us, and we respond in our heart to that drawing. And God digs deeper, and we even give more. And my devotion to Jesus is more now, and it's more costly now than it's ever been. And that's the way it should be. Am I right? One final point to make out of this passage of Scripture. Is your devotion to Jesus commemorative? You know, Mary left a legacy, an example, a memorial. Jesus talks about this. What this woman has done will be told as a memorial to her. I want to leave a legacy of faith, of devotion to Jesus, to people in my life. Obviously, to my wife, to my children, to my grandchildren, to my friends, to you, my church, so that when the Lord calls me home, people say, man, he loved Jesus. He loved Jesus. That the legacy of faith that I leave is that here is a man that gave his life to Jesus. And the attention will be focused on his great Savior, Jesus. I don't want to leave a legacy. Here lies a selfish man. Here lies an angry man. Here lies a man of many faults and many failures, and he never learned his lessons. Here lies a rich man that gave his life for his business. I want people to say, here lies a man that was captivated by Jesus Christ. Years ago, I heard the story of a father who had two sons. They were twins. One of those sons was a brilliant boy. The other son was brain damaged and therefore mentally challenged. Upon an occasion, the boy who was very brilliant had come in and was showing his father his grades that he had made at school. And the father looked at those high marks, that grade point average, and he said, son, I'm so very proud of you. And while that son and the father were talking, the father was aware that down at his feet was the other son, just kind of fumbling with his shoes. And the father looked down there and realized what was happening. And the other son, the twin, called out and said, Daddy, look, I've learned to tie your shoelaces. Look, Daddy, what I can do. Do you know what the daddy did? He gathered the boy in his arms and he said, son, Daddy is so proud of you. You are such a wonderful son. He smothered him with kisses and said, Daddy loves you so much for tying Daddy's shoes. Daddy is so pleased with you. Well, you know what? The Lord accepts our worship, our service, our good works for him. He looks down from heaven and he loves us so much that Mary might pour out this perfume and anoint his feet, and we might serve in the house of the Lord or sing to God or spend time in prayer. And God looks down, and he's no respecter of persons, and he's not comparing us to this person over here and measuring us to that person over there that might be more talented or more gifted. But if we will love him, he looks down and he just receives that. And he would say, this is my beloved son or daughter in whom I am well pleased. Bow your heads in the presence of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I love you so much today and so thankful that you have wonderfully saved me and given me the honor and the privilege just to love you and sing to you with my voice and from my heart and to give me the opportunity to minister and to preach and to honor you with my life. What a privilege that is. And all my fumbling and bumbling, my efforts and failures, Lord, you look down from heaven and you are so blessed when we just simply pour out love's devotion to you. Mary was such a simple woman and she just poured out her heart to the Lord. Maybe you're that simple woman today. Maybe you're that fumbling, bumbling man today. But what do you have to give? Your love. Your worship. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, just touch our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that this might be a holy time where we just pour out our love and our devotion to you. That we, Lord, just respond back to your amazing salvation, your great love, and all that you've done for us. Lord, you paid the ultimate price. You did not hold back at all in loving us and in saving us. And we thank you for that.
Pastor Tim says something really, really great there during his prayer. He says, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm so thankful that you didn't hold back.
Yeah, come on.
And I've been in a lot of over the years of Christianity and things like that, a lot of debates with people. And you hear this one thing a lot. And at first when I started hearing it, I didn't know what to say to it because I thought to myself, yeah, that's just pretty good. I don't know if I agree with you, but yeah, that's pretty good. Because they'd say this very specific thing. Why doesn't God just show up in the clouds and this, maybe a big shout, I am God.
Yeah.
And profess from the skies everything he's done and what he's doing and right. Reveal himself. Or just write a message in the clouds. It very obvious so that everybody will believe.
Yeah.
And I'm younger, I'm like, oh, that's a great thought. Why doesn't God do that? Until I heard somebody much smarter than me respond to that same question. And he says, he did.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so the people then kind of get this look in their face. I saw the person's look tell me.
Yeah.
So, what did he do? He sent Jesus.
Yeah.
And they killed him.
Yeah.
It wasn't, they still didn't believe.
Right.
Some did. A lot did. We're all still believing, right? A lot are still believing, still coming to the faith. I'm a believer. He did it already.
Yeah.
He sent his son to the earth, born of a virgin. He did it all. He did exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the whole cloud thing? Yeah. Well, when he was baptized, he came up out of the water. This thing came from the sky like a dove.
Yeah.
And landed on his shoulder. A voice spoke from heaven. This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased.
Yeah.
And then what about when Jesus ascended into heaven through the clouds for all to see on the top of the mountain?
Yeah.
He did exactly what you asked for.
He did it. And we killed him.
Exactly. And they killed him. And that's the thing is that the people who are skeptics will always be a skeptic unless something truly something happens to them on the internally, okay? Because he did everything that the skeptics want him to do.
Right.
He already did it all.
Yeah.
Will you believe?
I hope so.
Oh, Lord, that's the prayer. Pastor Tim just said, Jesus, I'm so thankful that you planned and purposed it all.
Yeah.
He did.
He did it. Praise the Lord.
Ben, great to be with you. Looking for a great church?
We'd love to invite you out to Cornerstone.
Yeah, we'd love to see you there.
We got church on Sunday, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. You can go to our website, cornerstonehighland.com, get all the info that you need right there. You can even plan a visit on our website. So if you're looking for somewhere to go on Sunday, we'd love to see you right here. If we don't see you on Sunday, though, we're going to be right back here Monday morning.
Walking in His Word. Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information about Cornerstone Church at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday. We got two services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we live stream our 11 a.m. services. You can find the stream on our website, on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube page. It's been great to be with you today, everybody. See you next time.